Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL Night. I'm your co-host, Rusty Cannon. I'm here with the wonderful Mara Carabello. And just after talking about one convention coming up this weekend, I think there might be more than one. And so we're bringing on the line Diane Lewis, the Utah Democratic Party chair. Diane, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yes, there is absolutely more than one Democrat. There's one Democratic convention, though.
Yes, coming
That's
up on Saturday. So give us a little bit of rundown, when, where, how. We're really curious, and maybe we'll get into that next, about some of the races that are unfolding there at the convention.
You betcha. So it is Saturday morning. Doors will open at 8 to at Cottonwood High School. We had that there a couple years ago, and we're having it again, so we're excited about that. And we hope to, really have a good time. We have an amazing speaker coming in from New Mexico. Her name is Representative Stansberry, to speak at our convention, plus at our fundraiser on Friday night as well. So we're pretty excited about that.
So tell us about some of the races that are unfolding at the convention, right? Are there those that need to win? I mean, whether they're incumbents or challengers for the legislative seats that need to come out of convention this Saturday?
Legislators, no, we don't have any. Well, we do. We do have a couple races that won't come out of our convention, but came out of some county conventions. But coming out of ours will basically be, we have the Senate race, which has three candidates. The national Senate race has three candidates. We have a gubernatorial candidate. We have a couple congressional races that have two people running. And then some, we have a House seat that here in Salt Lake County, that is a multi-county, which will be an exciting race to watch.
So I'm going to give a shout out to that. That's my home district. So that
there you go.
That's House District 23. Brian King has been the representative for, gosh, I don't know, I'm making it up, but I want to say 14 years. I'm going to say definitively 14 years. It's totally made it. But he's been there for a long time. He is running for governor on the Democratic ticket this year. So that leaves an open seat in this race, right? And this is, I think, a historically strong Democratic seat. Brian has had challengers over the last, particularly, I think, the last couple of years. So there's three people running, I think, in this race. Is that right?
Two. Just two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a hot race, because that's a high turnout area.
That is going to be a very exciting race. Two very strong Democrats in that seat. Both have just been working really, really hard. So they both collected signatures. So, one will come out of convention, but it will still go to a primary. So we're pretty excited about that seat to watch. That's going to be a good one to watch.
Diana,
and I'm so glad, Mara, you're there.
So I interrupted. You were getting your mojo going on even candidates running in statewide and federal races for the Democrats. Now, as you pointed out, maybe the convention doesn't have a hot race, but those candidates, I'm going to stick with Brian King. I mean, conventions are big deals for statewide candidates, because they go and get potential volunteers and get their party excited. What do you expect? We hear a lot in the national politics that the presidential race and many Senate races are going to be about how excited the voter is. We also have seen turnouts being pretty good for both parties. You all had a really nice caucus turnout. What do you expect in terms of excitement level on Saturday?
I am so excited. I went to kind of tell you what I've been doing as the chair is, I love to go to the rural counties and see how they're doing. Our conventions in those rural counties were strong. Some record turnouts, excitement in those conventions. Our Senate candidates and our governor and Brian King were, at almost all of them as well. So, I mean, there is that excitement. And we're really pushing to have the rural counties come up, the delegates from the rural counties to come up. And we think we're going to get a full house. We really hope so. We are giving a virtual option as well, because I think that's important, that if they can't, they still need to be able to do that. So I think we're going to have an exciting convention, and the turnout is going to be, you know, record-breaking, because our caucus night was record-breaking, so we were pretty excited.
So as the day unfolds, will there be just the elections that you're working on? Are there other items, platform issues or other items that'll happen at the convention, or is it just the elections?
No, so we did a really exciting thing. Over the last year, we've been working on a revision. Well, I guess revision isn't really the right word. Fixing our Constitution, and maybe fixing isn't the right word, but as things go, the Constitution always has to come to the state delegates at the at our conventions. And so what we did is we went in and we cleaned it up. We made it a lot cleaner. We didn't really change or add anything to it, but we did clean it up and get it in order. So that will be at convention as well to be approved. So we're pretty excited about that. There will be a small talk on platform, but in our constitutional revision, we're kind of looking at a different way to come from the platform. So we're, you know, that's going to be spoke about there as well.
So as you've prepared for this, I know you have visited so many county conventions. You've been listening to Democratic delegates. What are the top two or three issues for Utah Democrats this year?
I think turnout for one. They're concerned that, you know, with the two candidates at the top of the ticket, and we all know about those conversations, and then not only getting that, but also the turnout down the ballot. Because we have candidates, and we're so excited about the candidates we have from the Senate all the way down to local school boards, and we really have pushed. So I would say we have over probably 125 candidates on the ballot that will be in November. So we're pretty excited. And so that's a big one. I think just everyday stuff, local stuff, you know, and I think we're just going to have some amazing candidates that are running. And I think we have an opportunity with what's going on in the GOP to take some seats this year. We're looking at some pretty good seats to be able with some of the candidates, not only in Salt Lake, but across the state as well. So
how long of a day do you think it'll be for you? The other convention will be going for a very, very long time. Trust me, I've been there. And so it might be a late night. How long do you think your day will be?
So our agenda says 3:00. Let's go home. But that doesn't mean it'll happen that way.
Do you think that is a realistic goal?
You're expecting they'll have sunshine when they walk out the door, right? I mean, that gives
exactly.
You until, what, 7, 7:30
yeah,
maybe?
It's like 8 now, yeah.
Plenty of time.
It'll be dark when the other one finishes, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's incentive enough.
We're definitely going to be able to go out to dinner.
Ah, okay. So you're planning on dinner plans. They can safely make dinner plans. That's awesome.
Yes.
And you said it was at Cottonwood High. Is that correct?
Cottonwood High School.
Okay.
Right.
So plenty of parking, plenty of space, logistical issues, all of that.
Yep.
Okay.
We've got that all arranged, and we have plenty of volunteers to guide people where they need to go. So we're pretty, you know, we've got also, you know what? I should have told you guys this if we have a minute longer.
Sure.
So we have National Committee men and National Committee women coming up to vote as well. So we do have those that will be at the convention, and that's kind of an exciting thing. Our previous was Ross Romero and Darlene McDonald. So those will be the DNC committee persons. And then we also have delegates to the national convention. And so that's going to, we have 36 delegates going to national convention. So that will be another
and
election.
And that's
too.
Fun.
So
that gets you, a ticket in August to Chicago. You know,
yeah, that's right.
I mean,
Chicago.
That's a great city to go visit.
Yes, it would be plenty warm in Chicago in August.
Oh my gosh, it would be
plenty warm.
That humidity.
Yes.
Diane Lewis,
yes.
I'm so glad you joined us tonight. Utah Democratic Party chair talking to us about the last convention of this political season, which will be held this Saturday for the Democrats at Cottonwood High School. Thanks for joining KSL.
You betcha. Thank you.
So Rusty, two back-to-back conventions. And the parties tend to coordinate these. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
There's the Super Bowl of conventions, the Super Bowl for the delegates.
If you're in for action, it is a day worth checking into on either side of that aisle. It is an active, long day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next, stay tuned, because we are going to jump into one of the hottest issues, at least the Biden administration is pushing, which is student loans. So stay tuned with us on KSL at Night.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.